What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Matt, let's give our a couple players to watch that we're really excited about this year. I'm going to start here. We're going to go one on offense, one on defense. We'll go on offense. I hope I don't take yours. The guy I'm really excited to watch this year on offense is Keon Coleman.
Yeah, that's what I always said too.
Well, with everything we're hearing about him from Deion Dawkins, from Josh Allen, from Joe Brady, from Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, I just think Keon Coleman could really be ready to have a nice kind of breakout second year. I don't know what that looks like though, because everybody eats and I get that. And I don't need him to have 120 targets, but I do think he's going to be a player that makes big plays for this team.
Yeah, I agree. I had my fantasy football draft for a league that I've been in for a long time, and somebody took Keon a bit earlier than, you know, his average draft position is last night. And I just kind of like, they looked at me and I like kind of nodded. I'm like, I think that he's going to be something this year. I really do. Just the way that his teammates have talked about him, how, I don't want to say strong his summer has been, but how there have been far more good days than bad days. I like that. I'm going to also, it's not the most interesting thing, but talking about the offensive line feels like it would be a little, I don't know how excited people would be about that. We already know about the quarterback. We know about the running backs. Josh Palmer is really interesting to me. Like Josh Palmer, they was the first move they made in free agency. Like clearly they value this guy. Clearly they targeted this guy. They gave him a good amount of money. I think that Josh Palmer is going to have a noticeable and sizable role on this team. I don't think it's crazy that I think Khalil Shakir will lead the team in targets offensively. Like I think it'll be Shakir or Dalton Kincaid, one of those two. But I think Josh Palmer could be around the same number of targets as Keon Coleman. I think they're going to be used differently, though. I think Keon Coleman is going to be your red zone threat, you know, go win contested catches down the sideline. I just think Josh Palmer is going to get used a lot.
And all
everybody
over the
always
field.
Talks about how well he separates.
Yeah,
that could be a really nice addition to this offense.
All right. I'll let you go first then on the defensive side.
Joey Bosa.
Ooh,
I think Joey Bosa has a lot of gas left in the tank. That said, you got to keep the engine running. Got to keep him healthy. You got to make sure that he is available when you need him to be. But I think that he has been the most impressive player. I don't want to say the most impressive player on that side of the ball, but the guy who I've noticed the most, and I'm probably watching the line a lot more just because of all the additions they've made there. And it feels like he's going to be able to provide an almost Greg Rousseau level of impact from what we've seen in years past. But that is so substantially more than they have gotten from that since the Von Miller injury. And it feels like that could really unlock. I just think about the sample size was really small, but those first like eight games until Von Miller got hurt, the defense looked so good compared to how they have looked ever since then. If this defensive line can cook, I think that the problems in the secondary can be masked a little bit. And I think Joey Bosa will be a big factor, you know, if they're able to have that success.
First of all, shout out to you for being physically around everybody who's drafting in your fantasy football league instead of just doing it online. I like that. All right. That's number one. Number two, I'm so glad you said and put like that type of play with Rousseau in the same breath, because so many people tell us all the time, well, Rousseau really hasn't been great. Dude, he's been really, really good. I mean, he's a really good player. And he's not getting 15 sacks a year, but holy cow, like this guy, he does so much for this team and he really is an important piece. So that's great on your part. Guy, I'm really looking forward to watching. I'm going to give you one on I have two actually, but the first one is Deion Walker, because I'm just excited. Like what can he bring from what we've seen in preseason? But who knows how much he's going to be on the field. The guy I'm really pointing to here, though, is Matt Milano. I just think Matt Milano has had a fantastic preseason and camp. He looks great. And boy, if Matt Milano can be healthy, good, really even close to what we've seen all pro Matt Milano be before, my gosh, what a great, great benefit that would be to this Buffalo Bills defense. You made a great point to me last week when we were in the field house. You said, did you go back and look at that Cardinals game and who they were playing on defense in week one last year? Oh. And I did that. I went back and watched it the other day.
It was bad.
And like Taron Johnson gets hurt early. But look, Dorian Williams had a nice year last year, no doubt. But man, like, it's different having Matt next to Terrell Bernard, right? You know what I mean?
There were times last year in the Arizona game, and it's a, you know, going up against the Ravens is a hell of a lot different than going up against the Cardinals. But I was watching back that game, and it's like, okay, all of a sudden on defense at the same time, you've got Dorian Williams out there, Cam Lewis out there, Damar Hamlin out there, Casey Tuhill out there, AJ Epenesa out there. And like, I'm not trying to pile it on these guys. And then like Austin Johnson and whoever, it's just the level of talent and skill wasn't even close to what they should be able to put on the field this year when healthy. But a lot of that will depend on Christian Benford and the safeties and Matt Milano and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, like I think that's a really good pick from you, Milano. He's been maybe the biggest, the most pleasant surprise of the summer. He has looked every bit like Matt Milano, which is a really good thing for the Bills.
Love it. No doubt. I love seeing it, and I'm really hoping that it carries over into the regular season for the Buffalo Bills.